This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Flares and explosions lit up the sky over Gaza on Tuesday as Israeli forces continued their bombardment of the enclave. Israel has dropped thousands of tons of munitions over the past 10 weeks, leaving the narrow Mediterranean Strip in ruins and killing nearly 20,000, many under collapsed buildings, Gazan officials say. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said on Tuesday the United States was launching a multinational operation to safeguard commerce in the Red Sea from Houthi militant attacks as incidents involving the Iran-backed Yemeni group increased, forcing more major shipping companies to reroute. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
While on a trip to Bahrain, home to the U.S. Navy's headquarters in the Middle East,
we've launched Operation Prosperity Guardian.
Austin met with ministers from more than 40 nations. He called on them to contribute as he condemned reckless Houthi actions.
That operation is bringing together more than a dozen countries from around the world to conduct joint patrols in the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden.
Austin said the United Kingdom, Bahrain, Canada, France, Italy, the Netherlands, Norway, the Seychelles, and Spain were among nations involved in the security operation.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. The U.S. Senate will not vote on a package to provide more aid to Ukraine and bolster U.S. border security before early next year. As Democratic and Republican Party negotiators continue their work, chamber leaders said on Tuesday. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer told reporters the goal is to get something done as soon as lawmakers get back from the holidays in January. The White House has warned by the end of the year, U.S. aid will run out to help Ukraine. This is